This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, 2 hours in the books, 1 hour still to go of the big show. It's The Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5. Having some fun moving along. Had Lance Zierlein on a way back Wednesday. I had hour number one. Barry had hour number two of songs by Grammy-winning artists pre-2009. And I believe that Siri has just completed hour number three's list.
She did.
So she has that in for us with Nick's name on it.
It has been tweeted at ESPN 97.5.
There you go. And before the break, if you missed any of the show, we always tell you, ESPN975.com. Download the app first and foremost. You can take us anywhere, everywhere, never miss a single thing. And while you're on the website, click on the show tab and catch up on the hours. If you, for some ungodly reason, missed any portion of the show, you can catch up right there with the first 2 hours.
So before the break, I teased this, who would be coaching the Lakers on the first game of next season. And the odds that came out, according to Bovada, the best odds would be Jason Kidd at even money. That surprise you at all?
Yeah.
A little bit?
Yeah, but believe me, that's a real delicate thing with LeBron, though. So it kind of makes sense that LeBron, if you think about over the course of his career, ex-players that he can really
have a
say-so with, like Tyronn Lue, that's what works best for him.
I was going to say, though, Luke is an ex-player.
Yeah, and Luke was a hell of a coach with the Warriors. I feel bad for Luke because I think the minute the Lakers signed LeBron James,
it was done.
Luke's days were numbered.
Mark Jackson is a plus 175. Frank Vogel plus 700, along with Tom Thibodeau at plus 700. Your boy, friend of the show, Kevin McHale, plus 700.
Never going to happen.
No?
No, Nick and I were talking about it today before the show. McHale's an old school guy, and he believes that every player should be like kind of, you know, treated the same way, have the same effort, do the same things. I don't think that flies.
Luke Walton at plus 850, so he's not even the favorite to keep his job. Phil Jackson plus 1500.
No.
No way.
And lastly, on the list, LaVar Ball plus 50,000.
Yeah, that's wasted money right there if you bet on that.
Because you want someone who says Lonzo Ball is a better player than LeBron
James. Yeah.
Coaching an NBA team.
Plus 50,000. What makes me mad is that they would even include that idiot.
Yep.
Like, why even include his dumbass on that list? You know that he's not going to be coaching the Lakers. There's no chance in hell. Why even put him on there?
I would love
to. You know why? So that we talk about it.
I would love the interview process. Damn LeVar, break down illegal defense for me and illegal offense, please.
All I know is that I could beat Barkley and be like, bro.
Goodbye.
Yeah.
When are we signing my other two kids?
Plus, yeah, that's the first thing that would happen. He'd be like, "Damn, we got to have some more babies quick. We need to. I need a starting five of all balls."
That didn't sound right. But you remember when he said that too? That he wanted all three of his sons were going to play for the Lakers.
Uh huh.
Yeah. He's an idiot.
Yep. So there you go. There's your options for head coach. If you had to pick from that list, who would it be? Kid, Mark Jackson, Vogel, McHale, Thibodeau, Walton, Jackson, Phil Jackson, and LaVar Ball.
Tibbs is too much of a dictator. I would say Vogel's not bad, but I would say Mark Jackson, he's an L.A. guy. He lives in L.A. You know, what he did with the Warriors wasn't forgotten, although hopefully he learned his lesson because he got pretty dominant with the players, forcing the Bible on them, doing a whole bunch of other stuff. If he's lightened up a little bit, Mark Jackson might be the right fit there. And he's still a big name.
He forced the Bible on people?
On a lot of, yeah, he was very, very religious. He wanted the team to do a lot of.
Really?
Yeah, that was part of.
There goes that man.
Yeah. Mama, there goes that man. Hand down, man.
I'd probably go Jason Kidd or Tom Thibodeau.
See, the kid thing, too, he's got to learn.
Yeah.
In Milwaukee, the thing was he played mind games with players. Like, he would, like, play, like, mental, really tough mental games with some of the players, and it got to them.
Well, he won't do that with LeBron, you think?
Well, you can't do it with LeBron.
No.
Because that's a death sentence. You're out quicker than you could get in. But with the other players. Like,
yeah.
He babied Giannis in Milwaukee. But other guys, he was constantly playing mental games with them, and they just didn't like it.
Yeah. Well.
So, we'll see. By the way, Barkley was on Jimmy Kimmel last night.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, he's kind of making the rounds, getting ready for the All-Star weekend. But he, of course, is a big gambler and a big football fan. And he was talking about the fact that he doesn't get starstruck much, But he got really taken back when he met Tom Brady when he visited a Patriots practice during Super Bowl week.
I was having a great time, him and Mr. Kraft and my man Burge, who works for the Patriots. They treated me great. But then I made a mistake, Jimmy.
What?
I looked Tom Brady in the eyes.
All right. You cast a spell.
All right. I'm looking at these guys, and all of a sudden I look at Gronk, and then Tom Brady's like right here, and I look him in the eyes. And I said, damn, you a pretty man. That's what I was thinking to myself. And I got so embarrassed, I started turning my head to talk to him. Like, I was like, hey, Tom, it's good to see you, man. I haven't seen you in a while.
He didn't want to fall in love. He didn't want to lock eyes.
I see why he scored all them touchdowns, because those defenses are looking at his eyes. They get mesmerized.
Man, he just has a way.
It's the genuine nature. It's the genuine. It's the transparency. It's the fact that he's a real dude. So even if he ends up looking dumb or not very intelligent, people still gravitate towards his personality. Same thing with Cardi B. I would make that argument.
What? I don't know if I'd compare the two that
personality
close,
wise. They say dumb stuff that makes them look dumb, but they're actually talented. I feel like it's the same. And
see,
everybody appreciates Cardi B for being quote unquote real.
I think Charles is actually really smart.
I was gonna say, I think Chuck's might be more.
He's basketball smart.
No, I think I've spent a lot of time with him.
I think he might be playing a role or a character sometimes when he does it. I just feel like Cardi B is just out there.
I tend to agree with Barry on that one.
But
I mean, when you see him pronounce some of the words on the broadcast,
that's a good point.
I mean,
maybe he's not the most. Eloquent speaker, right?
Right.
Yeah.
I'm just saying like that, like if he's planning on saying a word like that and then he messes it up, you get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But he's good about going with it, to Barry's point about being a bit, then he can roll with it, laugh at himself, which is great. But we've often said in all the times we knew him, when he was like literally serious about someday running for the governorship of Alabama, and we're like, dude, I mean, when they start digging into your past, I mean, and this is before politics got to be such a microscope of what you've done in the past 30, 40 years, or even when you're a kid. He always gets a pass. Whatever comes out of his mouth, he means, he's feeling at the time, but he gets away with it more than you put his quotes and associate them with other players or other celebrities, they never would fly. He gets away with it.
It's amazing. I don't know how he does get away with it, but you're right, he does.
Yeah.
People don't really hold Barkley accountable like they do other people.
That's very true. And he's always gotten away with that, gotten a pass. And I don't know how, but I think the honesty has something to do with it. The fact that people can appreciate the fact that he's just, what he says is coming from the heart and the gut, and he's not going to change that.
It's crazy. Good for him, though, if he can get away with it. Especially in today's PC time. You wonder, though, in today's politically correct, charged environment, how much longer before Barkley really gets in trouble. Although he's not as controversial as he used to be.
True, but you're right.
A lot of what he says now is about, oh, you know, he'll make fun of San Antonio or stuff like that, but he doesn't say nearly the.
And I feel like there's two or three things that everybody's so stuck on and looking to get somebody in trouble, and it's domestic violence, sexual assault, and basically murder.
Yeah.
That's basically the three things in sports that we talk about. That is just an absolute no-no. And I don't think he really has any of those three tied to him at all. It's always been like fights.
Yeah.
Or, you know, something at a club or a dumb fan talking trash or something like that.
True.
You make a good point, though. With the Me Too movement and everything like that. The San Antonio Riverwalk, all the fat women of San Antonio. I don't know if that one flies anymore because he's going to say something at some point. It's going to rattle.
But with the
cages.
Me Too, he's making fun of how they look. Now, it's not really a Me Too.
Yeah, the Me
type
Too movement is about
topic.
Sexual
but I'm
predators
saying,
and stuff.
He's not afraid
not
to roll that into
girls.
Saying something to really just off the cuff that he may even think is funny. That works in the bar or hanging out with the guys. That is not going to fly.
Somebody said Cardi B has the IQ of mayonnaise. That's not nice. Big Cardi.
Did I light up the text line for comparing Barkley to Cardi B?
No. They just said Cardi B has the IQ of mayonnaise. That's it. And then somebody said, hey, Barry, ease up on LeBron. Everyone used to love the Showtime Lakers. Kobe and Shaq dissing Penny made everyone hate the Lakers. I don't know.
No, I'm not.
Everyone hates the Lakers because they won.
Just like the Patriots.
Yeah.
You know, or the Celtics. And depending geographically where you are, you hate a lot. A majority of the country wants the underdog to win, and they hate winners that win consistently.
That's right. Hey, guys, Hand Crank Radio checking in. Got laid off, but weather's perfect. And I get the full show of The Suspect, so that's a win. Well, sorry you got laid off, but we're glad you're listening. And I tell you what, you're probably on a budget, and my guy Mark Klein can help you out on Valentine's. Because you might be laid off, but you still probably have to take care of the woman. And what better way to save some money and make your wife or significant other happy than by getting her jewelry? Do that with my guy Mark Klein at Klein's Fine Jewelry. Mark, how can you help my man and everybody else listening to this save some money this Valentine's?
If you're looking for something for tomorrow, it's Valentine's Day. You're driving around in your car, you're thinking, where do I go? Look, you don't have to spend a lot of money for Valentine's Day. I think that's the myth with diamonds. You got to spend so much money. I've had guys coming in here, ESPN listeners coming in here all day long. They're spending $100. They're spending $200, $300, getting diamond pendants, diamond earring, diamond bracelet. I have a huge inventory of diamonds, loose diamonds, diamond rings, whatever you want. Starting at $100 and on up. Now, also, for the ESPN listeners only, you come into Klein's, you're also going to get a dozen roses from me to you to give to your wife, significant other, and I'm going to give you, as a present for you, I'm going to give you a $50 gift certificate to go eat lunch at Jason's Deli. So, that's right down the street. I mean, it's right down, like, three doors down from us. So, you get lunch, you get a dozen roses, and you get diamonds. And you take care of her once. Valentine's Day, she won't be expecting it. She's going to take care of you all year long. So you come to Klein's, anything in jewelry, diamond pendants, diamond earrings, diamond bracelets. It's the best deal in the city of Houston. I'm taking care of you. Come in and see us. We're at 5868 Westheimer. We're at Fountain View and Westheimer. Or you can give us a call at 832-316-1388. That's 832-316-1388. You can text us. I can quote you a price over the phone. Nobody does that. So come and see us for Valentine's Day. It's the best deal in the city of Houston.
Nobody does it. Get out there. Like you said, 832-316-1388. Call or text. He'll give you a quote over the phone. KleinsJewelry.com if you're a website kind of guy. But, guys, you're running out of time. You can go in there, get some jewelry, get some roses, get some food, get it taken care of in under 30 minutes most times, man. Mark, I appreciate you. Thanks for taking care of everybody in the city of Houston as usual.
You got it.
That's Mark Klein, Klein's Fine Jewelry. Make sure you check him out, 832-316-1388 or KleinsJewelry.com.
ESPN 97.5.
Man, how can you afford gas for that big SUV?
I pay less for gas than everyone else. I got the free get up side.
Yo, we about to...
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, welcome back. Final hour of The Big Show. It's The Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5 on a way back Wednesday. Nick, hour number three, Grammy Award winners with their songs prior to, or I guess involving, the year 2009, technically. As we continue to roll on, we've got a couple callers to get to as well. But hey, we do like to give back to you, the suspects. We want to make sure that you guys know how much we appreciate you. And so from time to time, whenever we get a chance, we're going to give you guys a chance to win. Like right now, the Globetrotters are coming to town. They're going to be here all weekend. Their first game is going to be Friday night, February the 15th, 7:30 p.m. at the new Fertitta Center on the campus of the University of Houston. They are always a great family affair show full of entertainment and all kinds of surprises. And if you don't win tickets right now, you can get tickets, HarlemGlobetrotters.com. They're normally really affordable and, again, great fun for the whole family. But right now we're going to give away to caller number 9 two tickets to the performance Friday, February the 15th, 7:30 p.m. Only try and win them if you're going to use them. 713-780-ESPN, 713-780-3776, and good luck. So there you go with that.
Okay, so let's... You want to get this Barkley in first since we were talking Barkley? Mark wanted to talk about Charles Barkley. Mark, what's up, man?
Hey, what's going on, fellas? What's going on, man?
What's up, Mark? What's on your mind?
Hey, you know, so I actually hung out with Barkley before, man. He's actually a pretty funny dude, but the thing is, I wanted to highlight it, is that he'll turn any conversation into a conversation about basketball. Y'all could be talking about eighth grade science. He'll bust out, yeah, man, when I look up in the as a sky, man, and I see the solar system is the hoop and the sun is the basketball, nothing but nets.
Appreciate the call, Mark. I feel like that was just Mark's chance to do his Barkley impression.
That is correct. And it wasn't bad.
Is he right, though? I mean, does he turn just about every conversation into basketball?
No. Because he, you have no idea how deep he is into politics and his beliefs.
So he really is into politics big time?
Yeah. Not that he'll ever run for office, but he will take a side and he will stick to it. If he believes in something, he will back it 150%. His endeavors for charity and in the community, the communities that he lives, or when he was on the Rockets, the things he did, he never wanted publicity for, but he went out of his way to make sure that he did. I can just go. There's a laundry list of like when we used to go to the Tahoe Celebrity Tournament in Lake Tahoe every year, and there were massive wildfires, and firefighters were losing their lives, mm-hmm. people were losing their homes. Unsolicited, he just rented a car and he went and he started giving away. I think he donated $1 million to the relief fund from the fires for the people of Nevada, California, and around Lake Tahoe. I mean, he'd drive down the street during Christmas time and see someone that looked homeless, and he'd pull over to the side of the road and give the guy $100.
Damn.
And then the person would say, hey, I know you, you're Clyde Drexler, and then he'd threaten to take it back, but then he would still give him the money.
Did that really happen?
That absolutely happened one night.
They said, I know you, you're Clyde Drexler?
Oh, my God, we laughed at him. We would not let him forget it. And he goes, hey, man. He goes, you call me that again, I'm going to take that $100 away, but otherwise, Merry Christmas.
Wow.
He was not happy.
Man, I wish I was in that kind of position financially, just to stop on the side of the road, give someone $100. I could do that with like $10 right now, I feel like. Well, maybe $1. Maybe $1. Maybe that's the equivalent. I could stop and give someone $1. Be like, hey, if someone else will give you $1, you can get a coffee. You're welcome, big guy. You're welcome.
Yeah, but and hopefully we'll have a surprise for you, hopefully involving Charles at some point, too, coming up. So, yeah, definitely a dude that is very well-rounded in more ways than one.
Very intelligent man.
I would say he is. I think he is. He's no Cardi B, but he's intelligent. I'm just telling you. You want to get our buddy in here?
Sure.
Bills fan Cody. He wants to get in here. Cody, what's up?
Boy. I'm gone for 3 months working nights. I come back to listen to the usual suspects. Nick's using my line about Barry looking like MC Search. I turn into the Bills fan whipping post, just y'all thinking you can use my name just whenever you want. Well, I'm going to have to drive down to Houston and set up a jar. And every time I'm mentioned, y'all are going to have to put $3 in it.
Yeah, that's fine, Cody. Here's the only problem with the start of your argument. You aren't the one that came up with me looking like MC Search, bro. I've been compared to MC Search since 1992. There are
pictures. It's not my fault that you're old, Barry.
There are pictures on my Facebook from when I had an account 10 years ago. Cody, you didn't come up with that. I'm sorry, you don't get credit for that.
As far as the history of the usual suspects, I came at you on Twitter and said, I don't know who he is, but you look like the dude from the Rucka Rucka Ali videos.
And you were the 50th person to do that. So there were 49 people in front of you that did that just since I started on the usual suspects.
But in the history of the usual suspects.
It doesn't matter. You get no credit from me, son.
And I want reparations for the 3 months that I'm sure y'all kicked at me like a dog.
No, because no one talks Bills on this. We don't talk Bills.
We know you're a Bills fan, but here's the thing. What's the alternative? Would you rather we didn't talk about you at all? You should just be happy that you're getting mentions.
Well, yeah, I know. I told my wife I'm somewhat famous now. Mentioned.
Hang up on Cody. That's enough of that. Famous?
I just like how he was aggravating Barry. I thought that was kind of fun.
No, he's not aggravating me. It's just one of those things where you can't just take credit for something that people have been calling me that since third base was a thing in 1989. Like, literally, my nickname in high school was Search. 1989, 1990. You did not come up with that. Find something new to pick on Nick and the suspects about, but that ain't it. I'm sorry, Cody. As much as I want to give you credit for it. And please,
I thought for a second he did. I was like, really? My bad.
No, he did not.
I was about to give him full credit.
It goes back to the whole no pub is bad pub. If we're talking about him and his name's coming out of our mouth, it should be a good day.
The crazy thing is, like, new listeners will look up because they Google the way we look. Mm-hmm. And then they'll see a picture of me.
That's not a good one.
I get that damn Bill O'Brien crap.
And I'll get a picture inevitably from a newer listener that will be like, bro, you look like MC Surge. I'm like, yes, I have gotten that. Like today, though, was a little different. That's the first time I got, what's his name?
Oliver? Is it Oliver?
John Oliver.
Yeah.
That was the first time anyone's compared me to John Oliver. I've had Aaron Hernandez, Ed Helms. From The Hangover, the guy that lost his tooth, the dentist.
Yeah. God, I get that a lot. I didn't think about Aaron Hernandez if he had glasses.
I get Aaron Hernandez.
That's the only bad one, though, right?
Ed Helms. Ernest from Ernest Goes to Camp.
I'm sure that's you're not kind of fond
a bad
of
one,
that.
That's a bad one. MC Search. And that's pretty much it. Oh, and then Fizdale.
Oh, yeah.
You get that, which isn't even close, but whatever. And then any white guy with glasses on the internet, I also get compared
black,
to him.
Black rim glasses,
yes,
right?
Yeah. Then I immediately will get a tweet. Hey, Barry's losing weight. Or, hey, Barry, I didn't know you were here or there. They, you know, it's like the Scott Van Pelt, where in the world is, yeah. Where is
SVP.
Not. Yeah. It's not even close to that. Some of the people that they'll post a picture of that say I look like, not even close. I don't mind if it's close. I'll retweet it and give you some EDAP if it's close. But you better be close.
I would say we should start a segment for both on air and online. Where in the world is BLC?
Oh, my God. I hate you.
Barry Laminette comedian. Where is BLC? Oh. And then we just get pictures tweeted to us and sent to us of all over the world where they see Barry.
I hate you so much.
And if they get extra credit if they have a koozie.
I hate you so much.
That'd be a good thing. You're getting pub out of it.
Somebody said Nick actually has my respect for this hour.
So, but you got to add to it. That's all he put in the text?
That's it.
Okay, well, I appreciate the text, bro.
Oh, it started with wow. Does that help? Wow. Nick actually has my respect for this hour. Not any other hour ever. Just this one.
Not like it's going to last or it's been there in the past. Just for an hour.
It was like when I had the meltdown. I was like, best radio you've ever done. And then Barry was like, really? That's an insult, bro. But why you always got to bring that up? You always got to bring up people insulting me on the text line.
I just read the text.
How many times have I read a text today that was an insult towards Barry Laminette?
I don't know.
Not one.
The last text in the inbox says, you look nothing like Ed Helms, man. That was the last text in the inbox. I mean, you're welcome to go through there and find one that insults me.
I would agree with that, though.
That I think look about nothing
the
like
comparisons
him?
That you were throwing out there, I don't think Ed Helms is there.
I get that a lot when I'm on the road.
That's just the glasses, I think.
When I first started comedy, McLovin was one that would come up quite a bit.
A young Barry.
I look like McLovin's fat uncle or
you
something.
You convinced one dude on the street that you were McLovin. Remember?
That's right.
If you just let your hair grow out.
No.
No.
Not happening.
All right. You know what's happening? Final half hour of the show. It's on deck. That means that we are going to get to that in just mere moments. And if you want to get something off your chest that you've had on your mind and you're not a Bills fan, 713-780-3776, HRNP listener line. You can call, you can text, you can hit us on Twitter. Back with the final half hour in just mere minutes, ESPN 97.5. She ain't messing with no broke.
Now I ain't saying she a gold digger. You're listening to ESPN 97.5.
I don't blame it, Don.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, back for the final half hour of The Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5. Barry, Nick, and Joel on a Way Back Wednesday. Nick, hour number three, Grammy award-winning artists with their songs pre-2009 as we roll on. Rockets tonight in Minneapolis to take on the Timberwolves. Final game before the All-Star break. Interesting to see, based on a conversation that we had a day or so ago about just how many minutes James will play tonight. And how they treat this shoulder injury he's got. Because when you think about it, the drawback for being an NBA All-Star is you really don't get that much time off. That's why they extended the couple days after the game just so guys can kind of detox, because there's the Lakers played their game, as we talked about, last night. LeBron's going to leave the country for, what, 2 days? And then he's got to be back for press conferences and everything going on in Charlotte. So I would assume if he's leaving the country, maybe Mexico or a quick getaway to an island. But for less than 48 hours, seems like it's, even with first-class travel, private planes, whatever, it would just seem like it's more stressful and time-consuming than good. But hopefully the Rockets get some rest, because Harden needs to kind of just take it easy.
I would rest him. I wouldn't play him. I mean, it's
tonight?
It's, yeah.
Harden. I mean, if he doesn't have the streak, I completely think that it's not only something they should do, they would
But again,
do.
We talked about this. If he doesn't play, the streak's not in jeopardy, because it's not a game. Why not sit him and get a little extra time?
It is kind of an asterisk record. It's not the same streak, because it's not consecutive games. It's consecutive games played. That's the difference.
I don't know that, Barry. I agree with you. I would take your side of it on that. I just don't know if from a whoever makes the final call or decides on this, Nick might have a point that they're talking about successive games with no gaps for any reason, injury or otherwise.
I'm not suspension. Saying the thing is, even if he doesn't play a game, rest, and then he comes back and has 30 points, they can still coin it as a streak nonetheless. It doesn't necessarily, but I just think it's a slightly different streak.
Well, I'm with you. If it matters that it has to be games in a row, now again, I wouldn't play him for 5 minutes and take him out. That would obviously jeopardize the streak, but I feel like, if it's a game, 30 games in a row, 31 games in a row or whatever, if he doesn't play, then that doesn't count as a game. So if the next game he would play is where he would pick up where he left off, basically. I could be wrong on that, but I feel like it's if you're not playing in a game, then it doesn't count. But I don't know. Maybe I'm wrong.
I'm just saying it might be slightly different. But at the end of the day, like I said, if he stops playing a game or two and then he continues when he comes back and still makes 30-plus points, it's still going to be coined as a streak, at least by the Houston Rockets, I mean, at the very minimum.
Right. Well, I'll look into it. I want to see, because I'm curious now. I mean, I think he's going to play no matter what. I think he's going to play no matter what. And it always this also goes to Joel's point that he talks about all the time, is it's a streak. This is what's more important to them, it feels like, in the organization than anything else. And arrested James Harden with a bum shoulder would be a lot more important to a run down the stretch. And if you can squeeze in an extra game or two, why not? Especially maybe he sits out this game and the first game back. And then, man, look at that rest. That's almost like going to the disabled list for a chunk. I mean,
yeah. And I'm with you. I think he is going to play. I think
the smart basketball move is to rest.
Yeah. Coach Mike D'Antoni gives you indicators about whether or not some of his star players or one of his star players is going to play. And, I mean, he said it yesterday or the day before. He's probably going to play in Minnesota. So I'm assuming James Harden is just going to rest as much as possible, hope that it gets better as much as possible in advance of this Minnesota T-Wolves game. So.
I just think, too, the other thing that's kind of frustrating is, because the valid point is exactly what you guys are talking about, but Barry, you hit it on the head. I mean, look, this, it's almost as a city and a fan base, they've turned the corner into worrying about a team having enough to win a championship and dethroning the Warriors, and they're more focused on make sure he gets the MVP, make sure this streak continues. The other night, it was like the game within the game. The fans were going nuts to make sure this streak. And it's converted the beat writers and all the people that cover the Rockets, too, because now Jonathan Fagan, the beat writer for the Chronicle, is so concerned with making sure that, you know, everything is focused on, you know, like he tweeted out a little while ago, the stat that's the most telling is James is averaging more points per 100 possessions than anyone ever since Basketball Reference data began in the 73-74 season, topping Jordan's 86-87, Kobe, Westbrook, all that stuff. Who cares? Win games, get a playoff seed, try and win a title. I get it. But you know what? He's great. People know it. Focus on what really matters. It would be so much. We know what the city did when he won an MVP. They went, it happened in June, and that was great, and he deserved it. But if they win a title, we're talking about a whole city and a whole nation that will never forget it. Forget about whatever streak he's chasing.
Yeah. If he gets that title, it's going to solidify him in so many different ways. I mean, I think, and I've mentioned this in the past, I think sometimes there's a realistic moment at every point in the front office of every NBA team. And if they feel like they can't go all the way and win a championship, then yeah, maybe selling this campaign of your star being this unbelievable player, I guess, might be beneficial. Maybe it's not. Maybe it's the wrong way to do it. Maybe it's the wrong approach. But I can see a lot of teams, when they realize that the season is over, all they can do is really promote their players, their stars, and hope that that keeps attention from a fan standpoint until the season is over.
NBA has been like that, though, for a really long time. I mean, there is a heavy star quality to a basketball player that even if you aren't the best team in the NBA, they'll still use the star quality that you have as just the promotion. Like, this is what we are. And I mean, the Rockets use it to sell tickets when other stars come to town. Even if it's on a bad team, they'll still use the star power of that person for promotion. So I'm with you. It's not like, you know, a team that's devoid of stars is going to make it to the finals anyways. But when you can use, if you're, you know, and I hate to use this as an example, but if you were the Pelicans and you were struggling, if Anthony Davis was still bought in, you could still use his star power.
Sure. I think the bigger thing of all this is the national media now is putting a lot of pressure on Daryl, saying, is Daryl Morey going to be the general manager that wastes a season and a player like James Harden for this season? And The Athletic has written about it. ESPN started to do it. ESPN did even a 30 for 30, a brief one on this streak of his with these 30-plus point games. And the one thing that it's doing is it's heightening awareness of the fact that there's pressure on Daryl now, and he's hoping that there's a hell of a buyout market. The rumor is now Markieff Morris is supposed to be considering the Rockets' front-runner choice after the break. But you got to hope there's a couple more home runs in the buyout market to make you competitive with the Warriors. Otherwise, Daryl's going to feel a whole... We're talking about Elway feeling heat. Daryl's going to feel a lot of heat if this season is for naught because there wasn't enough around James.
You think so?
I do.
Even though he's getting credit for basically rebuilding that bench?
I think that he gets credit. But again, Barry, we talk about the fact that sometimes you got to be more lucky than good. He got real lucky that guys like Austin Rivers were available. Kenneth Faried was available. If they don't get bought out, he's not doing anything to transform this team. Luckily, Faried had a relationship with James. Whether you believe it was positive or negative, Chris Paul and guys had a relationship with Austin Rivers, and they chose the Rockets over. If these guys don't choose the Rockets, Daryl looks a lot worse.
Yeah. Perhaps it depends on the expectation of the fan. I think anything, you know, if they don't make it to the Western Conference Finals and perhaps gets bounced in round two or the semifinals, I think almost every fan will and perhaps should be upset. But if they make it to the Western Conference Finals, do you give him a bit of an excuse for kind of owning up to what he did with the Carmelo Anthony project and how that was an absolute failure? Or do you, you know, keep that expectation high and say, no, you know, we're fans and we want to see a championship year.
It would be strange to me if Daryl Morey is on the hot seat from a team that was in the Western Conference Finals and by all accounts had the Warriors on the ropes, if not for injury, last year. And yeah, he made some missteps, but he atoned for those by making some quality pickups mid-season to try to right the ship. If he hadn't done that, then maybe you're like, bro, you were so close and you blew it. But I don't know. It depends. I mean,
doesn't he also take the hit though? Because the team that he built up to do everything they did to what you said last year, he didn't keep together or get in the right parts so that he had to try and fix it.
Yeah, but if they still end up as a 4 seed or a 5 seed, if they win in the first round, maybe get, you know, take it to a seventh game in the second round or something like that. I don't see how you would look at that the way the season started and the way that they struggled, and I don't know.
I just think if you put the barometer up there and say last year you had the best record in franchise history, number 1 seed, and like you said, and really should have been in the finals, if not winning it all, and then you're a 4 or 5 seed. And you only get to the second round. I think there's, you know, and Tillman's one of those shrewd business guys where just like Daryl felt the pressure to get under the luxury tax, because Tillman said, if we're not going to compete for championships, the one thing I don't want to do is pay the luxury tax. And all of a sudden you saw a whole bunch of movement before the trade deadline. Normally it was to make the team better. That was to just shed salary. So, yeah, it'll be interesting to see if they don't go that far. So, all right, we'll continue to move. We've got one segment to go in the Big Show before we turn it over to Fred, AJ, and Aaron and the Blitz. They're going to come up after us and take you all the way home till 7 o'clock. You don't have to do a thing, and it's going to be your entertainment and sports listening pleasure. It's the usual suspects right now, ESPN 97.5.
Did Bobby McFerrin really win a Grammy? That's horrible. Somebody came and took your bed, don't worry,
be happy. Dedicated to all my hustlers, that's a product of their environment.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, welcome back to The Usual Suspect. It is Joel, Barry, and Nick with you until 4 o'clock when the Blitz takes over. And you guys know I've been telling you about a product last year called Thrive Plus. New year, new name, same great product. Thrive Plus is now Cheers, and Cheers still works as good as it did when it had the old name. Cheers, if you don't know, Cheers is a supplement designed to reduce the negative effects of alcohol on your body and help you, help me, and the 60% of Americans that drink feel better the next day. You've heard us talking about this on this show. No doubt about it. If you've been listening for any length of time, we've talked about how Cheers has gotten us through a listener party or a Christmas party or when I'm on the road, maybe having a few extra pops after a show, and then I wake up the next day and I feel good. It's because I take Cheers. That's what Cheers is for. And don't take my word for it, man. It was designed by five PhDs on staff. Ivy League scientists. It was featured on Shark Tank last year. This stuff works, and the way it works is by giving your liver exactly what it needs to process alcohol and its toxic byproducts that get into your system. It's super easy to take. You just take three capsules of Cheers right before you go to bed or after your last alcoholic beverage, and if you don't feel at least 50% better the next day, the company will give you your money back. Really easy to order as well. Just go to CheersHealth.com. That's CheersHealth.com. Get your order in by 4 p.m. and this Houston-based business will have your product on your doorstep tomorrow. That means you got 15 minutes. Get on it. Go to CheersHealth.com. Get your order in. Guys, I don't drink without Cheers, and neither should you.
There you go. Final segment of the show. Did you wake up this morning? Nick, I know you did. Barry, did you wake up? A little extra spring in your step. Felt really good today.
I did.
Felt like something extra was on the horizon. Uh-oh. That made you feel just springy.
I don't know what this means.
Yeah, you do.
What?
Pitchers and catchers today.
Oh, yes.
See?
Yeah, I wore my Astros shirt on Monday because I knew this was the week of pitchers and catchers. And the Astros was today?
Yep.
And then the rest of the, I know there were a few today, a few tomorrow, and a few Friday, right? Mm-hmm. Oh, yep. This is my favorite time of year. I mean, actually, my favorite time of year is when baseball season actually starts. But I baseball season being on the horizon makes me happy.
I'll tell you what, for as much as no one really likes spring training games and they would just, people want to hurry up and get the season going.
Yes.
The big thing that makes spring training more exciting this year is how many unsigned players are just dangling out there, including the two biggest free agents on the market. And where they're going to go and end up, and guys like Marwin and Dallas and Keuchel and guys like, it's going to be really during spring training that you want to see that damn break and people start picking up free agents.
It will be interesting. What's going to shock me is if, and I guess it shouldn't because it's been talked about as a possibility, but if Dallas Keuchel ends up as an Astro, it's going to be interesting. He'll do so at a discounted rate, but I think he'll still get some money with Scott Boras as his agent. It's been interesting that the market has been for superstars anyways, and he's probably one of the highest of the starting pitchers as far as, you know, clout and experience with the Cy Young and everything else, World Series. So it'll be interesting to see where he ends up and how that shakes out, because you have a feeling if you haven't gotten a deal done yet, whatever deal you get is going to be less than what was expected and what you thought the market would bear.
I was thinking about it this morning that if you can get him on a short-term deal at the right price and he's got something to prove, he's really got to dial in because he knows that as much as he was maybe hyper-focused, knowing his free agency was coming last year and it didn't all work out record-wise, that he has got another chance for a redo, but he's really got to do it, it can only help you. You know, yeah. You look at Wade Miley last year with the Brewers, and he knew he was going to be a free agent, and he was on a decent team. And a 2.57 ERA turned him into a starter on a World Series caliber team.
Yeah.
And he's not looking at trying to get the money that Keuchel is. And, of course, the other thing that you and I talked about got settled with Gerrit Cole, but it didn't get settled as amicably as the Correa situation, where Correa was so complimentary to the Astros. They couldn't settle their arbitration going into the hearing. They went into the hearing, and the ruling was in favor of Cole, as he'll make 13.5 instead of the 11.425 the Astros wanted. But, man, if you're the Astros, I would have rolled over a little bit this year just to make sure we did things right, because that's going to be a hell of a free agent to make sure you re-sign at the end of the year.
Well, you, like I said, you hope that he's a guy that understands it's a business and you have to do what's best for your club and money-wise, and he wins. So at least he wins, because he's got to feel a little bit better about that. And as long as there was nothing egregiously mean, I don't think it'll be a problem. They do this a lot. I mean, this is how dorky I am. I'm looking at the arbitration tracker, and I'm watching all these different deals that get done by the Astros and how many times they avoid arbitration and settle before they get to it. And you feel like they probably did it the right way. Guys like Luno and Jim Crane don't strike me. They strike me as good businessmen. They strike me as astute businessmen and GMs, but not guys that are going to, piss somebody off to the point where they don't want to come back.
Yeah, as long as you're not Marcus Stroman and you don't get your feelings like super hurt because you listened to everything the team said in arbitration and you realize, like you said, it's a business. But look, at the end of the day, if they come and back the money truck up at the end of the year for you and say, we're still going to take care of you when the time is right,
yeah,
then all is forgotten and you move forward. Because I think Cole is the guy that you base your rotation around for the next several years, regardless of who you have coming up in the farm system and the fact that Verlander's on your squad now. And he's a guy that just makes all the sense in the world, and he seems to really like Houston.
Can I just mention something about the text line? Mm-hmm. I don't know whose number ends in 7777, but they send pictures a lot, and I'm not opening pictures from the text line. So if you guys are sending those, you're wasting your time. None of those get read. If I see that there's an attachment to your text, I just immediately delete it. So please don't send those, because they don't get read. Somebody wanted to know when we're coming back to Beaumont. When are the suspects coming back to Beaumont? That's a good question.
Yeah, normally with us, it's all about football season.
Yeah.
That we're in Beaumont.
Right.
With the Ice House. So it's always bittersweet when we know that we've made our last appearance in early December or whatever it is. But yeah, we love the people in Beaumont. I mean,
Nick doesn't, but you and I,
right?
We love.
I love Beaumont. Forum. Beaumont loves me.
There's like one guy there that's like, Nick's all right. That's it. That's the only one I've run into.
Whatever. There's also one girl there.
Need to check if other streaks were games in a row, apples to apples, in regards to the Harden streak. And I Googled the hell out of it at the break to see if I could find something that said whether it was. I keep seeing the word consecutive games popped up. But again, maybe it's just me being argumentative. But if he doesn't play, the next game would be the consecutive games that he's played. Now, maybe I'm.
No, that's my. I feel like I'm wrong here.
I feel like I'm right and you're wrong.
Okay.
Like always.
And it wouldn't be the first
time. I'm just joking. No, I really didn't even know. I figured it had to be a different type of streak only because it's not consecutive games played. It is consecutive games played, but it's not him in those games consecutively.
I'm probably complicating it. It's probably just the simple fact of, you know, if Chamberlain played in every single game without taking a night off during the 65 or the 31, then that's what it is. Like the texter said, apples to apples.
It's my bad. My buddy, who used to be the Rockets PR guy, is the head of PR for the league, and I was going to actually text him during the break, but I will ask him and try and have an answer tomorrow so we can figure this thing out.
Yeah, because, man, if you could get an extra game or two of rest for a guy like Harden, that would be great.
So. See, the thing with stats is that you can fool the fan base so easily.
Yeah.
And it's usually the NBA teams, the respective NBA teams that are doing that. That it just doesn't matter to me. I mean, I think it's okay for discussion on air. I'm just saying it doesn't matter to me because I know exactly what the Rockets are going to do, even if he does sit out a game.
Well, and that's the thing is you can wish all you want, but does Harden want to sit out? Apparently, and he doesn't strike me as the type. But if you listen to Mike D'Antoni tell it, Harden never wants to come out.
It's true.
He always wants to play. He's a baller. He loves it. I don't know why I have it in my head that he's kind of not that, that he's like, eh, whatever. Like that,
because he doesn't play defense.
Is so that why? You
people,
think so?
People think that he's lazy, which means he has that kind of laid back.
I didn't
want to
use the L word, but
that they see way, that because of the
lack of effort
perception
on defense.
Of a lack of effort on defense. But having worked with him in practice, he just loves the game of basketball.
Okay. I'm glad to hear you say that. I'm glad because I just felt like those words rang hollow when I would hear Mike D'Antoni talk about it. So it's good to know that it's not that he is accurate.
I will say to your question too, if he was suspended, then the streak would end.
Oh, really?
That one I know because of the fact that it wasn't due to something out of his control, like an injury. If you're suspended, I'm almost positive the streak would end.
Okay.
Because you're supposed to play,
right.
You're being fined one game's pay, which means that you're supposed to get compensated for the play. It was your mistake that caused you to miss the game. I believe that's when the streak on missing a game would end. But if we get an answer, I'll let you know.
I'd be interested. Somebody texted the show and said, "Can we get Chandler Parkhones?" I don't know who Chandler Parkhones is.
What is that?
It just says Chandler Parkhones, Parcons. I don't know what Chandler Parkhones is, sir, and or ma'am. Sorry.
He hasn't been bought out yet.
Oh, Chandler Parsons.
Yeah.
Oh, that's who that is. No idea.
All right, that'll do it for us on another great day on a way back Wednesday of the Usual Suspects. We always appreciate you guys taking us along for the ride. We'll be back tomorrow. Hopefully so will you. Catch us every weekday, Monday through Friday. 1 to 4 p.m. right here on ESPN 97.5. For Nick, for Barry, and a special shout-out to Marty for dropping off some goodies and congratulations on winning some tickets. I'm Joel. Have a great night, everybody. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
Then I didn't know if they sniffed their own farts or not.
Yeah, boy.
ESPN 97.5.
So you're running out of closet space. The good news? You don't need to stop shopping. You just need to start selling with The RealReal. The RealReal is the world's largest and most trusted resource for authenticated luxury resale. Whether it's that mini bag that can't even fit your phone or those boots you never fully broke in, The RealReal handles everything from photography and copywriting to shipping and pricing. So you can just sit back, get paid, and make room for things that actually feel like you. And with 10,000 plus new arrivals every single day from top designers like Prada, Celine, Louis Vuitton, and Loewe, all for up to 90% off retail, you're bound to find something perfectly on brand to fill that extra closet space with. Plus, right now, you can get an extra $100 to shop when you sell for the first time. Make room for what feels like you. Go to TheRealReal.com to start selling and get your extra $100 to keep shopping at TheRealReal.com. That's TheRealReal.com. Terms apply.